Hey guys, we are the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I am your host, Tanner.
I'm one of the co-hosts, Connor.
And I'm your other co-host, GT.
Guys, this podcast is centered around common themes that people in their 20s may be going through, whether it's anxiety, depression, other mental health things, relationships, and so much more. It's all about things that we're all going through together. We may think we're going through it individually, but the point of this podcast is bringing light to things that we're all going through together.
But we can't wait for you guys to hear about our thoughts with this. We upload weekly episodes every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. sharp. So please tune into that if you'd like to hear the episodes. We also all come together every week for a different topic, and we each share our perspective on that three times a week. So please look forward to those as well.
And you guys can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at Let's Talk 20s Podcast. We look forward to seeing you guys soon.
And with that being said, please enjoy this episode. Guys, welcome back to another episode. For this episode, we have respect earned or given. I know that GT and I have talked about this topic off camera several times throughout the years that we've been friends, and there's reasons for that. You know, there's been times where I may or may not have been the best of friend and disrespected GT, and perhaps vice versa with GT, maybe doing one or two things that maybe lose a little respect for him. But right around this time of year too, ladies and gentlemen, about 6 years ago.
Dude, I know. That popped up on my Snapchat today. It said, do you remember 6 years ago today? I was like scared to open it up. Ago, I was like, bro. Oh no, because I saw Panama City Beach. I was like, oh no.
6 years ago. That's fucking crazy.
That was, I mean, and when I say that was probably one of the best weeks of my life.
100%. I would agree with you for sure. It's definitely one of mine as well. But anyways, we're not gonna go into that. How's work and everything been? You want to catch up real quick?
Yeah, no, it's been good. Just learning new stuff day by day and really liking the people that I work with. So I actually went to a golf simulator place over here in Roswell, Georgia, and it was really cool, man. It was a lot of fun. I got to be with three other guys who have been with the company for a couple years, and I got to know them. They're guys that I talk to a lot at work, and I've built a good relationship with them, and they invited me to come with them. We had a good time, played two different courses. That's a lot of adapting and just rolling with the punches and taking them and adapting and getting better day by day.
Good
what
for
about you.
You,
man? What's going on PT school?
Kicking my behind. I'm actually on spring break right now, but the week before, we had five exams. And yeah, five exams.
How'd those go? I was going to text you, but then I was like, I'm just going to let him, like any little time, I'm going to let him just study. I'm going to just leave him alone.
No, you're fine. I did okay. I didn't do so hot on one, but the other ones I got a B. Well, I got 100, 94, 92, 91, yeah. 84, yeah. And then the other one I got a C on. But, you know, the C one was like, a lot of people didn't do good on it. I went and talked to the professor after and saw the answers I got wrong. It was just my brain was, I was so flustered throughout the whole week. Yeah. I was just so flustered that it was silly mistakes. I'm feeling a little bit more confident in my abilities, which is something that I've talked about and kind of have struggled with since I started. And just trying to transition that mindset to like, wow, I actually belong here. Because a lot of positivity can come out of that, and I naturally perform better when I'm not so part of myself. So working on that, man, still.
Which I actually, this is something that resonates, was I heard someone like, the more you don't think, the more creative you are, which that seems kind of weird, right? I don't know the exact name for people who study the brain. So don't start judging me or people comment and go, oh, GT don't know, right? But they went in and looked, and apparently, this is what they said. They said that the more that you're at rest and relaxed and let your brain wander, the more creative you can be. Which I was like, typically a lot of people think you gotta think hard, think deep. What if you just let your brain just wander? That's weird.
It is weird. If I can add something to that, I'm actually about to beat yours and Connor's reading record. I'm going to finish a book within this week, and it's called Don't Believe Everything You Think. And there's a scenario where it said, if I gave you a muddy, murky bowl of water, and I told you to get me some clear, clean water, what would you do to make that happen? And most of the time, the answer is, well, I would boil the water. where I would filter the water, right? That would be your, like, your logical thing. And the answer that the book said is that...
you don't have all that?
Well, if you don't have all that. But what the book said is that if you actually just let the water stand, eventually the mud is going to sink to the bottom, and then the water at the top is going to be quote-unquote clear. And so it's relating that to how we think and how sometimes we try to boil or purify. We try to do that with our thinking. And so we always overthink and we always try to overdo, where sometimes you just need to let things be what they are and not think, and things will be okay as a result. So that was just a little anecdote that I actually kind of resonate with me, and I'll continue to use because I'm definitely an overthinker. Definitely an overthinker. But
yeah, I think it helps a lot.
Well, let's hop into the topic.
Let's do it, man. So it was something that I thought of. It was a random thought that came to me, and I was like, we haven't really talked and dove deep into respect and all that. So I got a couple questions I want to fire off at you, and we'll go back and forth and just see how it goes, man. So we're going to be loose, and we're just going to let what comes to our mind, what you just said, we're going to let it come out and let it flow.
For sure.
Not thinking too much. So my first thing is respect. This was a deep, deep thinking. I really thought about it. It's kind of interesting how the word respect has evolved in the different versions and different modifications, characteristics, whatever. The whole list it's become into now. Where in your personal life do you see the word respect? What comes to your mind? What's the first thing? Because we're going to flow off of, I want the most authentic you.
Well, the first thing that popped into my mind is a mutual understanding of each other. In terms of respecting another person, I think that's the biggest thing, is understanding that the person is who he or she is. And as much as you can possibly influence or affect the way that person acts, at the end of the day, they're still going to be who they are. A respect thing is to understand that and accept them for who they are, and vice versa. When people meet me, and you know, everyone has their flaws and sins and things that they can improve on, but a respect is respecting how people are and not trying to necessarily change them and directly try to influence who they are individually, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely.
What about you?
I love the take. Respect, I would say it's along the same lines, but I am going to bring up that a lot of people look at respect as it's a definite thing. Either you have respect or get respect, or you don't. And I think it's like we always talk about people's environments growing up. It's hard to just assume, like, hey, respect is this. This is the universal respect. I look at respect as something that, where, like you said, between two human beings or a group of people, there's a mutual understanding. There's no ignorance. I think that's a very important word to bring into this within respect, because I think it's hard to respect someone when you're ignorant on so many things, because you have a false sense of respect that you're just, what people would say, you've given onto people, and instead of really getting to understand and just going about something. I think that's something that if I was to talk about respect, you have to not be ignorant. You can't be complacent about this, which we'll dive into that later on, how you feel about, is it really earned or do you just give it based on certain circumstances? But yeah, man, that's where I stand.
What was something that maybe you were ignorant towards other people about that you were now not so about, that you respect more within people, or something that maybe you didn't fully understand? You're kind of stuck in your ways, and now you have respect for people that have that quality or have that characteristic about themselves.
I think I have a lot more respect for people as a whole that have full-time jobs, and the true stories that people don't like to believe, respecting every day and the hustle and all the little things and appreciating those little things and respecting people's decisions. And I mean, the whole list, that's, I mean, it's been like a type thing since, you know, having this full-time job. I mean, the same like towards you, Tan. I mean, I respect the hell out of you because you're doing this podcast. You do this podcast. there's editing that goes into this. You work at a bar. You work at your mom, stepdad's bar. You're in PT school. To get to where you are, you've gone through some stuff. I've gone through stuff in my stuff, but you also, you keep going. And even when, because I know there's been many times where I think you might have personally disrespected like your own past and your own future because you might have been ignorant and not knowing, which I'm not blaming you for anything because I've done the exact same.
Well, first off, how dare you? How dare you compliment me and how dare you call me out like that in front of everyone? But you're right. You're right. I definitely discredit myself for sure. I definitely don't reflect on where I was to where I am now. And that's just in general with anything within my life, as much as I probably should. I think that's a big part of how a lot of people kind of appreciate where they are and how much they've accomplished. And that's something I need to work on for sure. But if you don't mind me answering my own question about things that I was maybe ignorant on or things that I didn't necessarily respect in the past that I now do, the big one for me is mental health. And not to say because I didn't believe that depression, anxiety, etc. is real. I think maybe because my maturity has kind of grown and I've kind of had people within my personal life that have discussed about mental health issues, and I've had a fair share as well. But people like Connor, for example, you know, who was so open about how he tries to be the best version of himself every day, and some days anxiety and his mind just can't stop. And I just respect a lot of people who continue to fight every day and have those internal battles when it's so hard to know when someone is going through something like that because it's not physical. So I respect people who continue to fight and try to improve themselves. Life is hard as is, but then you add depression, anxiety, anything like that, it just adds another layer to the difficulties of everyday life.
I really like that. I want to transition into this because this is a question that I really thought of, you know, within, because we talk about work and discrediting our past and bringing it into our 20s, right? Let's talk 20s. How do you think your perspective of respect where you were before your 20s to now in your 20s?
I think in the past, I definitely gave people respect, maybe when they didn't deserve it, perhaps. Just because I always wanted to be friends with everyone and always try to be on the good side of everyone. And as I've gotten older, as much as I still like to be a people pleaser, I think that always will be a part of me. I've also kind of turned, I have like this hard shell exterior to where now I don't necessarily give people respect if I don't think that they've earned it or if I think that they deserve my respect. And that's not saying that I look down on certain people or anything like that. I just know that I've been taken advantage. I've been cheated on. I've experienced things in life where, wow, I gave people respect, but they didn't respect me. So it's almost like this wall now where I don't know if it's because I don't want to get myself hurt, or I'm at a point now where not everyone that I meet in my life needs to have this important factor within my life, if that makes sense. I don't know how to describe that. That's a hard feeling to say, and that makes me sound like an asshole, but I feel like respect now is earned, to answer your question.
I lean more towards you have to earn respect, but certain people in my life, other people that I've researched, read about, whatever it may be, I have given some respect to some people because of certain situations. Someone that I really respect is my girlfriend, and a lot of people don't know her backstory, but I have a lot of respect for her. And you typically earn respect off the rip. I had so much respect for her because of how strong she was through her family stuff and not having those special people around and losing people at such a younger age than most people. But like you said, growing up, I think I disrespected myself and disrespected my future self by giving respect automatically to those who didn't deserve it. But as I grew older, I truly got to learn more about myself and see the real world and see how people treat you, how people think, and how people don't think. And that's where I think I started to earn more respect for myself. And that's where I kind of transitioned from giving automatic respect to everybody, because I thought it was always respect others if you want respect, like the golden rule that we're always taught in elementary school. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. Well, yes, that is true. I don't think you just automatically give respect to just everybody in this world. Some people, yes. And your own, I think your own ethics and morals are going to play a massive part into those who you do give respect to. But I think that word ignorance has to be a factor. You cannot have any ignorance when it comes to respect, because that's how you hurt yourself and you hurt others around you.
We interrupt this podcast for a quick word from our sponsors. Hey guys, something that we talk about in the podcast several times, and it's a theme that it goes on throughout the podcast, is mental health and how important therapy services can be for you, especially in your 20s, as we're trying to figure this thing out called life. So that's why I would like to thank our sponsor for this podcast, BetterHelp. If you guys do not know who BetterHelp is, they are an online therapy service, the world's largest, with over 20,000 licensed therapists that are conveniently placed for you. All you do is fill out a questionnaire, and they try to match you with a therapist based on your wants and needs. And if you happen to not like that therapist, you can absolutely switch to as many therapists as you want to find a perfect one for you at no additional charge. You guys have a 24/7 text line with a BetterHelp service, a weekly video chat with your therapist, and much more included in this. Rather than in-person therapy, which some people may feel a little intimidated by, this therapy on the go concept, I think, is brilliant, especially for people in their 20s who love the convenience and would rather have therapy at own expense rather than having to go to a therapist in person. Guys, I think this is a great solution for a lot of people who listen to the podcast. I know that there are several people that I know who have used this online therapy service with BetterHelp, and it is fantastic. So if you guys are interested, visit BetterHelp.com/Let's Talk 20s Podcast to receive 10% off your guys' first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp.com/Let's Talk 20s. Guys, I appreciate you listening to the sponsor, and let's get back to the podcast. There's so many words that come to my mind, GT. I'm trying to choose the word trust and respect. I think honesty is a big one for me that kind of goes hand in hand with trust and respect, because I think that the reason why I respect certain people in my life and the reason why I respect myself more, I think, is authenticity and just honesty in general about who you are as yourself, you know, who you portray yourself as, knowing that that person is showing their true colors, whether you like it or, you know, don't like that about them. They are being the true thems, and you have to respect that and respect the fact that they wear their heart on their sleeve, and they're kind of forcing you to make a decision whether or not you like them or not. I want to ask you something. We kind of talked about it once or twice, the respect for ourselves, right? Because I think a big thing is that if you don't respect yourself, how are you supposed to respect others? Just like how you say, well, if you can't love yourself, then how do you expect to love someone else, right? So with that being said, in terms of you respecting yourself, the evolution of that, obviously that takes time and trauma and healing and life experience, but how has your evolution of respecting yourself changed and grown within the last few years, even recently? What is something that has made you learn to respect yourself more? What's a quality?
A quality that I've learned about my evolution of respect for myself.
Yeah, or something about like how your respect for yourself has changed over the years. Why do you think that has changed? How has it changed? You know, what has influenced that?
As much as I like to say about reading, it's reading has been something that it's not reading a book. Dude, it's not reading a book. Okay, I'm so serious.
Okay.
All right. I know that was about to throw you for a loop and you go,
damn, the half a book really influenced you.
The half a book gotcha.
Yeah, the half a book influenced the fuck out of you.
It was jokes on you. It was a book full of quotes. It was
okay, a thousand. Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Reading articles on my phone, reading articles on the internet, doing the research on those, listening to well-respected people, which we talked about it. I would say, would you, and I'm not going to assume, you would say person of most influence with respect is who? Who would you say?
I don't know. You and me? I was talk 20s podcast.
Great answer. It's two people. Only two people. Like, not just two people. Let me not say that one and get myself in big trouble. But two massive people, I would say, that I've articles and listened to is Steve Harvey.
David Goggins. Predictable. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, though. But how's that transfer to yourself, though? That's the question.
Myself is doing more soul search and more deep dives into it's looking into what I did and my thoughts at the time to now and kind of sort of compare myself to myself, not myself to others.
Okay, so you're saying just kind of exploring yourself and doing some deep thinking over the years has helped you respect yourself more?
Yeah, and by no means is overthinking the word. That's not what I'm saying. It's really having meaningful, deep, creative thinking of myself and all the factors that play into whatever it may be in respect.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw it back to you.
Okay. I think what has really made me change the respect, amount of respect that I have for myself is how my values have changed over the years. And the expectations I have had for myself have kind of changed and been a little bit more strict, and a little bit the expectations for myself have been, you know, some expectations I didn't think that I was able to achieve. But setting those kind of goals and then accomplishing them or working towards them and working on myself every day has made me really respect myself more. I think it's just a daily thing where you have to find something within yourself to appreciate you for who you are, the good and the bad, and coming to peace about who you are as an individual rather than trying to change yourself to fit a certain narrative or fit around the people that are around you. I think that's something that I did previously in the past, that I was trying to be like the people that were around me because I didn't want to find new friends or try to make new friends or, you know, do anything differently. But at the same time, I think being the true authentic me and working on myself and like you having those deep conversations with yourself, I think for me is the goal setting and the expectations and the values and morals that I've had over the years, they've really changed and switched from more of like a surface level, I don't want to say like materialistic kind of viewpoint, but now it's more about the life experience itself, the little things, the peace of mind, things that I didn't necessarily value in the past. I think that is how I've earned more respect for myself and who I've become as, you know, as I get older. And supposedly wiser, but that is somewhat controversial, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I was going to say. But I think that speaks to not just like respect for you, but I think the deeper feeling, the deeper understanding of respect for others. When you can respect yourself more, there's more respect to be earned from other people, but also given to specific people. Mm-hmm. I think that's the beauty of respect, is that it's not concrete. It's not, oh, it's either you, yes or no. It's how do you put into it, which is what we like to say about a lot of different things when it's in reality the truth. It's a testament to just how creative, like we were talking at the beginning. Just let your mind wander sometimes. And sometimes, dude, that's how I get to know myself. Like, have you even thought about that before? Or done that, like you just let your brain wander.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Get to see like what your brain thinks of. And then you're where did I come from? But then you start to piece things together. And you're
where
like,
where did I come from?
Whoa. Like that's
something that blows my mind is how where does the whole personality and like, for instance, we're talking about respect. So we'll say respect. But you know how we say your environment and people around you throughout the years influence you, but to a degree, a bunch of that is just coded within yourself. You are who you are. You know what I mean? And it kind of blows my mind to think about how that is true, and each person is completely different to their core. You know, we can have similarities and similar hobbies and similar characteristics and whatnot, but each person is beautifully different and unique. And just to think about where that comes from and how that's just like it has to be something higher up. You know, it's so hard to explain and elaborate on how my viewpoints are different than yours, but we could grow up in the same town, literally be brothers and sisters. Like, do you see what I'm getting at? I think that part kind of blows my mind.
It's insane.
Yeah, and to think about all the factors that have affected you, the hundreds of millions of factors that, you know, they just compile into what you are today.
It's insane.
But at the same time, you could think about some factors now that you don't realize are influencing you, but are. And changing who you are and the respect that you give yourself, respect you give to others, there could be some subconscious factor or thing that within your environment that is subconsciously, for better or for worse, excuse me, changing you. That's something else to think about as well. I want to talk about something, but before we do that, in terms of the episode for the respect earned or given part, is there any closing thoughts you want to talk about before we transition into the lounge portion or whatever you want to call it?
I like that. Lounge talk.
Lounge talk, baby. Yeah. But is there any closing thoughts you have on the respect earned or given before we transition?
Respect yourself before you even think of the word respect with others, because then that respect to others doesn't mean shit.
Okay. I think for me,
compared to what it could be.
Oh, he's so cold. My bad. Be. Okay.
I'm done.
All right. What I've come to realize is the things that I value in other people and I want to respect in other people, it's either one of two things. It's either something that I truly value within myself, that I want the other people in my life that I care about to also have, or it's the complete opposite, to the point where I'm projecting my insecurity in something that I'm lacking and wanting and desiring to have that in my life, in hopes that perhaps maybe that can rub off on me and I can learn how to adopt that characteristic or quality or, you know, what XYZ, whatever it can be. So that way I can respect myself even more. And I think more often than not, it's probably where I have a quality and I want the same people to have that. But there's been times where I realized that I respect someone because they're doing something or they have a quality about themselves that I don't. And I think a good kind of self-thinking thing is to evaluate maybe some of those relationships you have in your life. And if you're trying to improve yourself and you're lacking some self-respect and you're trying to respect yourself more, maybe evaluate those relationships and see if there's something an individual is doing that you can adopt yourself, so that way you can love yourself and respect yourself more.
I've said it before and I'll say it again and again. Be a constant learner for all aspects of life, especially when it comes to respect. That's all I want, Dad. I don't want to take anything away from yours, because that was beautiful. That was...
Hey, thanks. So guys, if you want to stay and listen to the lounge talk portion of the episode, feel free to. But if you guys just came for the, let's say, quote-unquote advice portion or the episode titled Respect Earned or Given, I appreciate you guys listening or watching to this portion of the episode, and we hope that we can see you guys in the next one. But GT,
absolutely.
Transitioning into the lounge talk, I want to bring something up, bro. Came out today, okay?
Oh, is this where I think it's going?
Congress?
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Pass a bill?
Oh, we're about to get heated.
To talk about banning TikTok. And I could be wrong. I think it has to go to the Senate, and the Senate also has to pass it before the president can sign off on it.
So, yeah, it starts off in the... Oh, dude, all these...
House of Representatives. All these
government people are going to just let us have it if we get it wrong.
But here's the thing, though. Why is that something that they are... I mean, I do know why. Because it's a data and security risk with China. And I get it, but at the same time...
Damn, but like...
For one of the few things that I enjoy in life, you're going to try to take away from me. Okay, data and security risk. What about Facebook? What about Twitter? What about Snapchat? Just because they're American-based companies, or I don't even know if they are, to be honest with you. I'm acting like I know what I'm talking about. But these other companies clearly take our data as well. So are you going to do the same thing? Oh, yeah. Some of these other platforms.
Except the cookies.
Except the cookies. What if I wanted to deny the cookies? I don't want to give away the fucking cookies.
Dang cookies. I want all of them. What if it's a freaking cookie with blue cheese in it?
What you got to think too, bro. All the people that now with that TikTok shop, I know for a fact there's small businesses apparently are selling their products and like their business is booming as a result. So if they take away that as well.
Taking away people's lives.
Yeah.
You're taking away people's like money flows.
Yeah.
Some people, that's how they got to change their life. And while, yes, I would like to say a lot of them is for good. Oh, sweet God almighty.
We made some of them just wrong people famous.
Dude, I swear to
like, what's that? What's that? The NPC girl who started the whole NPC bullshit that took over. Yes.
Ooh,
she's like popping popcorn or some shit. I don't fucking know. I forgot her name.
That's she's what making made popular?
Millions of dollars from that shit. But here we are.
I hate it. It's so dumb.
So anyways, that was the opener. I wanted to open with that. I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that. But what
I
about
don't
you?
Like it.
What do you
I
got
gotta
for
say
me?
This. I gotta say this about that band and everything. Out of everything in this world, that's what we're focused on. I get the data breach. I get it. But Mr. President and Mrs. Vice President, who the hell thought that was the most important thing to go through?
I don't know if they. About? I don't know if they what do, but the fact that that's one of them. I
really?
Know. I don't know, dude. I listen, and not I can be missing some details. Debt. We're not going to get political, but I see what you're saying. There's other stuff going on in the world, and even within our country that. Some would say is more important than banning a social media platform, but who am I to say? I mean, we've made millions and millions off of TikTok, so we want TikTok to stay, personally, right?
True.
I mean, as a
dude, like, I mean, my numbers were insane.
Yeah. Anyways, no, is there something
booming with face shirts?
I want to bring up something now. Last night, Cam and I were hanging out. And we're listening to some music. Ariana Grande, by the way, my favorite artist of all time, came out with an album. Dude, shut up. You've known me for fucking whatever how many years. You know she's my favorite. She has been my favorite. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, if you see...
Dude, I've known you over a decade.
If you see that kind of looking like a photo on the wall there, that's a signed vinyl of Ariana Grande. Okay? So you're talking to
man,
a true fan.
Man
here.
Loves him some Ari.
I do. But we're listening to her music, right? Grande. And I didn't realize on Spotify how many monthly listeners she had, okay? Now, I want you to take a guess, GT, without looking on your phone or anything. Who do you think has the most monthly listeners on Spotify?
There's no way it's right Ari. Now? No way.
Well, she's number
she
three.
She dropped her album.
She's number three in the world. Who do you think is number one? In the world?
You're going to shock my, like, blow my mind.
I am.
So it's not T Swift.
I think she was number two.
Bigger
so
than
who's
T
number one?
Swift?
Who is number one?
I get like a clue or would that give it
a clue. Okay, so it's a male artist.
Who?
Not
don't
a rapper.
Don't you tell me, bro, don't tell me. Is it Bob Marley's grandson?
Who?
Bob Marley's grandson. You didn't know he had a grandson that just dropped music?
No. No, it's not him. The most listened. Or most monthly there's listeners no on way. Spotify.
Blow my mind. Who is it?
He's been on the block for a minute.
Snap.
He can sing.
Is it Usher?
Nope. But that's a great guess with the Super Bowl and all he did. His numbers probably blew up since the Super Bowl.
I think it was like 550% or like 5-something.
That's crazy. But no, it's not him. Come on, quick. You got to guess it before I tell
dude,
you.
Dude, a male artist. Dude, that's tough.
Most.
Is it Rod Wave? NBA Youngboy?
Oh, bro. Out of any artist in the world? Okay.
Is it a Spanish artist?
I'm going to tell you the top 10, okay? And I want you to think, who the fuck could it be? Okay. 10 is Coldplay. Number 9 is Bruno Mars. Yeah, I'm telling you, it gets worse. Number 9 is Bruno Mars. Okay, Bruno Mars. God. Number 8, Dua Lipa, which, by the way, love her. Number 7, Mr. Kanye West. Makes sense with his new album. Yeah. Number 5, Justin Bieber. Number six, Justin Bieber. Number 5, Ariana Grande. 4, Drake. 3, Rihanna. I don't know if Rihanna just dropped a new song or something, but I'll have to look into that. 2, Taylor Swift. Riri. Who's number one?
Is it Ari? It's not Ari.
No.
Who is it?
The Weeknd. The most listened artist Spotify right now. Most monthly listeners on Spotify right now this month.
Are you serious?
It's The Weeknd. Bro, when I figured that out yesterday, I was so surprised. I did not think that he would have the most listeners in a month. That's crazy.
I understand, but like, does he have like his
114 million monthly listeners, by the way. 114 million. Which, by the way,
my goodness.
Million monthly listeners. 4,000 for each million. So he's making, and this is just probably old, December of 2023. So 4,000 for each million. So he's making over 400 grand per month just from Spotify alone. You got to think Apple Music. You got to think of Apple Music and everything else. Not even going on tour. At minimum, 400 grand a month just from Spotify alone. But anyways, yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy.
Bro, that's
I didn't know.
4.8 mil just from Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But those were my two topics I wanted to bring up with you because I thought they would blow your mind a little bit. Well, guys, that is going to conclude the Lounge Talk and the episode as a whole. I think this will be episode 70. So if that is the case, that's a huge milestone for us. And actually, DT, I don't know if it was this week or around this time, bro. It'll be the 2-year anniversary of the podcast as well. I completely let that slip my mind.
Oh, man.
So I'll have to verify that and see. But I think it's around the 2-year anniversary of the podcast. So a lot of cool milestones. But guys, if you did happen to listen to this episode from start to finish, which there may not be too many of you, but we appreciate you. We appreciate all the love and support we get on the episodes, guys. We will try to upload, I think, every other week right about now. We'll try to record every week, but maybe upload once every other week. But yeah, we appreciate you guys supporting us as usual. GT, anything else you want to say?
Just mad respect to everybody out there listening. Thank you. We appreciate you.
And that respect was given and earned, actually. It's earned that you sat through this episode. Guys, be true, be you, and just do. We love you guys. Have a great week. Have a great rest of your week.
Y'all have
and guys,
a great,
until the next one.
Blessed. Talk to you soon.
You guys have a great, blessed. Talk to you soon.
Good job.